It's been almost 3 years since the April 20th, 1999 Columbine High School shootings, where students Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold attacked the school with guns and homemade bombs, then committed suicide. 12 classmates and a teacher died in the massacre. But for those affected by the killings, nagging questions linger and keep the tragedy alive. Mark Roberts reports.
For Brian Rohrbaugh, whose son Daniel was killed on the sidewalk outside Columbine High School, the question, who fired the fatal shot, festers like an open wound.
I guess I'm like any parent. This is your worst nightmare, and once it happens, you want to learn as much about it as you can.
Brian Rohrbaugh suspects police shot his son. The official report from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office names gunman Dylan Klebold as the killer. But the fatal bullet was never found, so ballistics tests could not be done on Klebold's weapon. The way Rohrbaugh sees it, the student gunman could not have shot his son because the gunfire started above a stairway outside the school and behind the boy.
He was shot and killed from the front. The bullet that killed him had an upward angle. But at no time did Klebold or Harris ever fire a 9mm weapon below that stairway. And we also know from ballistics that the only people who fired from that location were police officers.
Police have consistently denied that one of their own accidentally killed Danny Rohrbaugh. But his parents say they have credible evidence to support their suspicions. In January, they revealed that almost a year after the shootings, a family friend, Arapahoe County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jim Taylor, visited the slain boy's mother, Sue Patrone. Patrone secretly recorded the meeting, where Taylor said when he got to the school, he could hear glass breaking and saw police already there.
What I seen is, I seen a boy coming down the sidewalk, you know, kind of running, you know, fast trot, but there's 20 or 30 other kids around, and I didn't even know the number, you know, just running the mass chaos. And I see a boy drop, and that's, I didn't know who it was.
Is that one?
Who it was, the dead boy on the sidewalk, was Daniel Rohrbaugh. The boy's father, Brian Rohrbaugh, charges Denver Police Sergeant Dan O'Shea shot his son. O'Shea fired more than 50 bullets into the school that day to provide cover for rescue workers. But last month, O'Shea told Denver TV station KMGH that he didn't kill the boy.
Daniel Rohrbaugh was shot by Klebold and Harris right at the outset of this, before anybody had a chance to dial 9, much less 911.
Still another crucial question hangs over Columbine. The day of the shootings, teacher Patty Nielsen was in the school library and frantically called 911 and was told help was on the way.
Smoke is coming in from out there, and I'm a little bit. The gun is right outside the library door, okay?
But it took police almost 4 hours to enter the building. Besides investigators, only family members like Brian Rohrbaugh have heard the entire 911 tape, where gunman Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris taunted and executed their victims.
It is horrible to hear this tape and to know police were standing 50 feet away outside an open door is maybe the most troubling thing that there is about Columbine. And the question of why did you stay out and who gave the order to keep you out is maybe, I guess that's the question, the number one question that needs to be answered.
Since the shootings, victim families have complained that authorities have withheld information and failed to cooperate. They've filed wrongful death lawsuits, all but one of which have been dismissed. To finally put this controversy to rest, Littleton State lawmaker Don Lee has proposed a legislative commission.
It's starting to appear that this might be the best venue and the best opportunity to finally have some closure and a satisfactory closure from what I believe would be a credible committee. With subpoena power to get this completed and finally put to bed.
If that happens, it's not likely before this summer. Meanwhile, the El Paso County Sheriff in Colorado Springs has agreed to review the evidence and conduct its own outside investigation into the Rohrbaugh boy's death. The Jefferson County District Attorney and the State Attorney General have also pledged to conduct independent reviews. For NPR News, I'm Mark Roberts in Denver.